here's a story from The World.
Social distancing has become a term we all know a little too well. For the elderly, though, it can also mean living alone in acute isolation. Since the beginning of the pandemic, researchers have been warning that that kind of isolation comes with health risks for the elderly, including an increased risk of death. Today, we bring you a remembrance of one man who died alone at home in April. He was a Holocaust survivor who had lived in the same Paris neighborhood for more than 60 years. Reporter Rebecca Rossman has the story.
This quiet brasserie in the 10th arrondissement of Paris feels a little more somber than usual. In April, it lost one of its favorite customers, a 92-year-old named Eugène Deutsch. He was a regular here for decades. Philippe, who only goes by his first name, is the owner. He says once the lockdown hit, Deutsch, quote, lost his taste for life.
Ils ont perdu tous leurs repères. En perdant leurs repères, ils ont perdu goût à la vie.
Philippe says he's seen this happen to many elderly people in the neighborhood. He says they aren't necessarily dying of COVID-19, but in a way, they're dying because of it. Deutsch was a neighborhood figure known for making the rounds at the local cafes and boulangeries, drinking a coffee here, a glass of red wine there. But when France went into lockdown in mid-March, his routine was upended. Deutsch's health quickly deteriorated. He was hospitalized shortly after the lockdown took effect. Neighbors say that he was diagnosed with COVID-19 and recovered and went home. He died a few weeks later from an unrelated health issue.
And this is where Mr. Eugène Deutsch lived for 62 years.
James Smurthwaite was one of Deutsch's neighbors. We're standing in front of his building where Smurthwaite has put up a sign to honor his memory.
Of any neighbors who aren't told, people can be told, oh, where's that old chap? Probably don't even know his name. But they will still go, oh, what happened to him? Wonder what happened to him? Well, this is a way of them to know.
Here's what Smurthwaite was able to share. Eugène Deutsch was born in Hungary in 1928. When he was a boy, he was sent to the Buchenwald concentration camp in Germany, something he never spoke about after the war. He settled in Paris in the 1950s, where he worked as a security guard at a department store. Deutsch never married or had kids, but he enjoyed being around others. Smurthwaite says that above all, Mr. Deutsch loved being outside and used to walk for miles every day. He hopes that those that read the dedication he posted will spare a thought for the many elderly people now shut in and who, like Mr. Deutsch, may never see a post-COVID-19 world.
With COVID, this generation will know only their last days in this context. And I think it's devastating.
Back at the cafe, the owner Philippe grabs a teeny tiny wine glass he keeps on a shelf behind the bar. It's so small, they don't actually make this kind of glass anymore. But he kept it special for Mr. Deutsch.
Là, il est triste ce verre là. C'était le seul qui le prenait.
And now this glass is sad, he says. It's a small souvenir of someone who I miss dearly, someone who was a pillar of the neighborhood. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.